This is Ozarks at Large. It's always busy for Attorney General Dustin McDaniel. He was elected to the state's top legal post in 2006. He'll finish his final term at the beginning of 2015. The general had several opinions on his mind when Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently sat down with him.
Big development on Thursday morning. Obviously, you have petitioned for rehearing the Risperdal ruling from the Arkansas Supreme Court. They denied your motion to rehear that case. I guess your immediate response to that?
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm certainly disappointed because the rationale that the court used was completely new and foreign to the case, an issue that was never raised by any of the parties over the last 7 years. And they now create, in every case in Arkansas, the potential risk of malpractice for lawyers because they say you can no longer trust what's printed in the law books. The law that we've been litigating has been printed in the red leather books for the last 21 years, and no one ever questioned it. In fact, the defendants litigated on the basis of what's in the law book and discussed it in depth. Now, they questioned how we applied it. They questioned their actions. They offered a number of defenses, but never once did they say that somehow or another we should all be required to go back to the basement of the Secretary of State and dig out the original act and determine whether or not the subsections that were divided into a paragraph were appropriately done. The Supreme Court says now that not only is that the way the law should be read, and the only way you would know it is if you completely disregarded what's in the book and you went to the Capitol and pulled out the old act.
And this gets to the point that the Arkansas Code Commission and the way that they take the laws that are passed by the legislature and integrate them into the books that are the law books, does that process need to change? I mean, is this a clear-cut example of having to do something different here?
No, the system is perfectly formulated. The Code Revision Commission is authorized by law. They're reviewed by the General Assembly. They have linguistics experts and a team of lawyers. Everything they did was perfectly appropriate. The Arkansas Supreme Court has the reputation of being a results-oriented court. They get whatever result they want, and they craft the law to match what they want done. And in this case, they came up with something that no one had even argued. It undercuts the credibility of our court, and it completely takes away from the Attorney General the ability to ever go after a drug manufacturer, no matter what they did or how guilty they are. In this case, the drug manufacturer pleaded guilty to a federal felony and paid $2.2 billion in fines, and I'm told we're never allowed to prosecute them or anyone else.
Do you have some other pending cases right now that you think could be affected by this interpretation by the court?
I guess every case in Arkansas right now could be, because what they're saying is you can't trust what's printed in the books.
What is your next legal recourse? What do you have in terms of any other options? Are you at the end of the road in terms of this, or can you start over with another case?
No, you're at the end of the road. That element, the Medicaid fraud element of this case, is done. There's still a multi-million dollar Consumer Protection Deceptive Trade Practices Act case. We will immediately begin the process of trying to get that settled or set for trial, and maybe settled. Who knows? That was accidental, but it may be accurate, because the real bulk of the case was the Medicaid fraud case, and that's gone.
Let's talk about something else that's come up. Obviously, there are a number of people that are wanting to replace you as Attorney General. We've got one Democrat, three Republicans. The Republican primary seems to be the most spirited right now in terms of the attention. One of the candidates, David Sterling, has advocated for pulling old Sparky out, the electric chair, and bringing it back in terms of death penalty cases. What's your take on the use of the electric chair?
Well, first of all, I think that the litigation challenges that we're facing now on lethal injection would be exponentially increased if we attempted an electric chair. So take the policy out of it, whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, or whether it's barbaric or whatever. I don't think you could legally ever get to where the point a federal court would let us use an electric chair. But the politics do matter, and I noticed that Curtis Coleman and Asa Hutchinson both said that they thought that an electric chair would be not a good idea and not the right thing for Arkansas. I certainly tend to agree with that, although I still am a strong supporter of the death penalty and I'm still doing all that I can to see the legal hurdles removed and the sentences carried out. But I think that, honestly, if we were going to go to a more antiquated and potentially more publicly offensive but maybe more legally defensible method, the only one that my fellow AGs and I think could meet some of the standards would be a firing squad. But I don't think that the voters, I don't think the general public is at all comfortable with the gruesome nature of a firing squad. So we're really in a difficult spot on death penalty.
Any resolution for any other type of, drug-induced death penalty carrying out?
The manufacturers won't sell it to us. The manufacturers don't have any supply. The ones that do want to sell it to us don't have any supply. The compounding pharmacies that have attempted to provide product in other states have recanted that decision and have asked to get the drugs back because their pharmacies are being protested. Mm-hmm. The questions about whether or not a doctor is required to administer the injection, no matter where the drug came from or what kind of drugs in the syringe, they want to remain anonymous. The American Medical Association says that it's unethical for them to contribute to the taking of a healthy life. Not the Freedom of Information Act would cause the release of the names, but the litigation in every case would. There's no way to guarantee the secrecy, confidentiality of either the supplier of the drug or the executioner. It's a very difficult place we're in legally.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas, speaking with Attorney General Dustin McDaniel. More information is available at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.